This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He writes political economics. However, we're going to wander into political philosophy now. Parliament is an unusual governance. However, it has members who misbehave, and it has mechanisms to punish them or bring them into line or discipline them, except when it's the prime minister. I'm not certain that the rules apply when you're the PM. We've talked over these last weeks about Partygate. This is the allegation. It's very difficult to summarize, other than the fact that Boris Johnson may have misled Parliament about his conduct during the first holiday season of the pandemic. Now we have other revelations of misbehavior by members of Parliament, not the Prime Minister, but members of the Tory bench. We also have the suggestion that Keir Starmer, the leader of the opposition, has not been forthcoming about his conduct during pandemic. I believe the accused is Beer for Keir, is what Joseph tells me it's called. Joe, I want to summarize all of this saying, is Parliament at the center of the concern now? Why these serial revelations of bad acting in Parliament? What purpose does this serve, given there's a war in Ukraine? You've explicated the cost of living, the challenge to the economy. We certainly know there's a challenge to all of Europe because of Russian energy being cut off. So why are we spending so much time detailing in specific dates and times the conduct of members?
Well, I think that this is actually probably in a subtle way, a political consequence of the cost of living or inflation crisis and the war in Ukraine and all of these other stresses that are going on in the minds of British voters right now. And one manifestation of that is just a growing exasperation with the political class. And so this kind of started late last year with these revelations that Prime Minister Boris Johnson and members of his staff had held various parties that now turn out to have been, illegal under the lockdown rules that were in place at the time. There have been a bunch of other scandals. There was a scandal, if I recall the details correctly, about a member of parliament and some of his business dealings outside, in his second job. You have this scandal involving Keir Starmer, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, who also might have had an illegal beer with some colleagues, although he and the party have said that actually they followed the rules at that meeting. And then you also have a scandal last week about a Conservative member of Parliament who was accused of looking at pornography on his phone while he was in the House of Commons chamber. And I think that what ties all of these together is that, any democratic system, politicians are human too, if you want to put it that way. And, they tend to be prone to a lot of foibles and crass conduct that doesn't look very good when it's exposed to the harsh, disinfecting light of day. The key ingredient for a political scandal around that kind of behavior is always whether the voters are exasperated about some much bigger, more direct policy failure. And I think that really is the backdrop for a lot of these scandals in the UK right now.
Then we come to the local elections, and you have pointed to these for some weeks. Now the headline writers in London are taking up the call. What is the issue of the local elections? What will that tell us, Joe?
Well, on Thursday, people in various parts of England, although not the entirety of the country, are going to go to the polls to elect their local councils in the borough or the town or the city. These are the groups sort of like the city council that are responsible for the garbage collection and making sure that the streets are paved and sort of catching the stray dogs and that sort of thing. And, these elections are partly a barometer on local governance and satisfaction with local property taxes and the like, but they also can sometimes become a measure of satisfaction or dissatisfaction with the national parties. And so Boris Johnson's Conservatives currently are not expected to do particularly well in these local elections on Thursday. One of the big ones to to watch if listeners are reading any of the British papers. It's going to be a borough called Wandsworth in London, which is one of the boroughs that has had a Conservative Party-led government for 40 years. And the Conservatives are in danger of losing control of that council in South London. If that happens, even in a council, a borough that prides itself on having some of the lowest property taxes in London, if people won't even, hold their noses and vote for Conservatives to keep the property taxes low, that will be a sign that the National Party is really in trouble.
National Party includes taking into account how Boris Johnson fares in Partygate. That seems to be a recurring theme. The misbehaviors of members of the backbenches, they resign or they apologize. We come to Lord Ashcroft's poll, which you and I both read as a way of measuring public opinion about Boris Johnson and other members. And there are many results here. It goes in several directions. But you have long maintained that Boris Johnson is profoundly in trouble. He has long maintained that he will not resign. He was in Kiev today, a video presentation, making a Churchillian speech, praising the Churchillian speeches of President Zelensky. Is Boris Johnson surviving because he has risen to the occasion with his rhetoric and wonderful ability to speak on his feet? Is that providing him an out? We have about a minute, Joe.
I definitely think that his strong support for Ukraine is helping him, because there is a lot of support for Ukraine among British voters. But what's interesting about the Lord Ashcroft poll that you mentioned and a bunch of other polling is that it sort of supports my theory that Partygate isn't really about the parties. If you ask voters directly what they think about the parties and whether that should be disqualifying for Boris Johnson, they'll usually say that the country has bigger things to worry about. The problem is all of the other questions in these polls about those bigger things that people are worried about, where Boris Johnson's Conservative Party scores very poorly on issues like, does the party have a solution for the cost of living crisis? Do they understand my problems as a voter in my daily life and kind of my job situation and what I need from politicians or policymakers? Boris Johnson's Conservatives are not doing well for that kind of thing. That will make him vulnerable on Partygate, because if MPs and other Conservatives see those bad numbers on those important issues, they'll start seizing on the parties as a convenient excuse to chuck them under the bus if they decide that they want to take their chances with a different and potentially better leader.
And they are double-deckers in London. Joseph Sternberg, editorial member of the editorial board, writes political economics. He's based in London. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.